Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, September 4th, 2018. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Sandoval.
Lord, King of Heaven and Earth, direct our minds and bodies today so that we may say and do things that please you. Forgive us what we fail. Jesus Christ, name of prayer.
Amen.
Please join me.
Let me introduce the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting a little bit out of order today. And we'll go to item H under County Commissioners. Consider receipt of presentation and properly approved payment from the Young Men's Business League. Do you have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Colletti, would your group like to come up? I have in my hands checks from YMBL totaling $168,937.
Sounds correct.
Which I will promptly remit to the auditor.
It's Friday. Judge, Commissioners, today with us we have Greg Wall, one of our board members. We have Robert Jacobs, our 2018 president. He's got a few words he's going to share with y'all in a minute. And a stranger, I'm sure y'all are here on the court day tonight.
I know who he is.
So I think they retired about 30 days ago and less than 20 goes. We were able to get him to be fair chairman for 2019. We're going to keep David plenty busy, and we're glad he's volunteered to help. But again, we just want to say y'all thank you.
I don't think he volunteered. I heard there was a lot of arms with it.
Convincing. There's what we'll use that out there. He was convinced. But, you know, I think about what I'm going to say to y'all every year. We've been doing this for quite a few years with y'all. And just want to tell you again how much the YMBL appreciates the support of the court and most of all the support from our community. You know, we had a lot of questions this time last year about all the things that were happening in Southeast Texas. And several of our members were flooded. Several of the guys that did the fair were flooded. And, you know, I was thinking about how everybody pulled together, you know, in the community. And we had some debate about whether or not we were going to do the fair. And people were telling us, no, y'all really need to. So as we look back on 2018, the community really needed it. They came out and supported us with really good numbers as far as attendance goes. We just were thrilled that everybody was ready to take the break. Still a lot of people, you know, that are still not in their homes. We know that. So we're going to work very hard to put on even a better fair in 2019. But with the payment that we made today, I was looking back over some of the numbers this morning, and the total for the year is $193,937, which is not a bad number. And over the 14 years that we've been doing this, the total is $2,264,944. Not too bad for a bunch of volunteer guys that just want to come out and help and serve the community, so we're proud of that. I know that this past year we did some things with the new management company that was very positive. Their attitude has been very good, and we appreciate Claudio. I don't know if he's here, but that's good. I can talk about him when he's not here. They've been very creative with helping us get better and more efficient at some of the things that we're doing, which in turn, you know, hopefully generates more revenue, which means we can bring more down to the court, which is part of what we're supposed to be doing. But again, we're excited about 2019. There's some things I know, Judge, you and I have kind of talked briefly about some things we need to look at that need some repair. The facility would like to maybe come back and see you guys in a formal workshop setting just to talk about a few of those things. I know that's never a real popular subject. We need to get those things out on the table quickly.
Why don't you get a list of those things also be prepared before you come?
Sure, no problem.
Thank you.
Anyway, with that, I think Robert's got a few things he wants to say, and I'll see y'all next time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great.
Commissioners, I just want to thank you on behalf of the YMBL for allowing us to do this. It's such a great opportunity here for Jefferson County and Southeast Texas to be able to put on a great carnival and fair like we do. We're privileged to be able to serve and honor the folks of Jefferson County, and we really want to thank you for your support. Thank you to the Also thank all the volunteers, about 900 volunteers we have to come out from the wine bill. We really appreciate such a great organization. Thank you.
And we want to thank you, all members of the community, want to thank you. It was a much needed distraction in the aftermath of Harvey, and so we appreciate it for the volunteer workforce. Y'all did such a great job. Thank you so much. Next, we'd like to turn it over to Commissioner Alford for some discussion about a recent grant received by the county for indigent health care.
Yes, if you don't mind, Dr. Walker, if you guys don't mind, y'all come to the mic and kind of get us good news to the court and the community at the same time.
Just running commissioners, it gives me great pleasure to report to the court that the RFP for which we applied for a medical mobile unit costing $463,000 has been approved. And by direct relief of Santa Barbara, California. And within the next week or two, we will be receiving the check for the $463,000. This will improve the access to care for people where they live, as well as improve the aspect of preventative medicine. I have with me my nursing supervisor, Ms. Rachel Drugalski, who has been very instrumental in putting this project together, as well as Mr. Daniel Ears, who will be building the customized unit. And they're here to answer any questions that you may want to ask.
Oh, I guess I was confused, because I had thought when we applied to the grant that they were going to send us the mobile medical clinic. They're sending the money to purchase the mobile medical clinic.
To build it, yes.
Yes.
And that's a...
Well, we're very excited because it's something that you rarely get, and I think it will be a great asset to the county, and it is one of the most, if not the most up-to-date unit that you'll find anywhere. The stagers can speak to that.
Yeah. This proposal represents the latest state-of-the-art vehicles that we've built. I grew up in Beaumont, and I'm in East Texas. We build these mobile clinics and ship them around the world and to most of the prestigious hospitals here in the United States that have medical teaching programs. And I've been in this business for an incredibly long time, since the 80s. And anything about that you'd like to ask, well, I'm prepared and knowledgeable enough to talk in detail about any part of health medicine or whatever.
I assume that it will have a lift gate for people that are wheelchair bound.
Yes, sir. You bet.
What level of service will be able to be provided?
Well, we call this our primary health care, and so it will come with the standard ENT scopes that you find in your hospital or your doctor's office. Also, it's equipped with a complete VSAT mobile telemedicine system, so that you can park anywhere, that you can get a shot of the southern sky and be able to pull in the greatest medical mind of any profession on the planet and have them be able to diagnose a problem anywhere you are. And that's that high-end of telemedicine that I've actually been a part of since it was legalized and demilitarized. I've been on the forefront of that with my mobile stuff. So it's the best. You can offer the greatest cardiac physician in the world to talk to your patient.
I'll say this, Judge. First of all, to the staff and Dr. Walsh, it's a great day in Jefferson County, without a doubt. And you, Mr. Ayers, people don't know it. You're right there out in Jasper, Texas. But you see how big things happen out of those small towns in East Texas.
Yes, sir.
We just appreciate what you do. And we know that it'll benefit us, not just in the everyday run of things, but when the emergency times come, when people are trapped in and things, we put them in locations where we can get help to them as needed, it would benefit us tremendously. So I want to thank Dr. Walks and his staff. First of all, thank the court because the court approved it. And Dr. Walks and the staff for going through with it because it will benefit our county tremendously.
Thank you very much to the people that had to wade through all of the grant paperwork.
Yeah.
That's great news. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great to have good news on a Tuesday, Monday. All right. I just mentioned that we were on, the commissioners were busy over the weekend looking at their roads. I was busy in the emergency operations center monitoring. Gordon, Saturday the news looked glum as though this was going to enter somewhere in southeastern Louisiana. The steering currents were going to move it over into southeast Texas. And fortunately, by yesterday afternoon, they had changed their predicted path from southeastern Louisiana, southwestern Mississippi, up towards the Texarkana area, and that's, they have a high confidence in that path now. They just don't have a high confidence when it's going to stall and where. It is supposed to hit the coast tonight as a Category 1 hurricane. We are now down from a potential for 16 inches of rain. We're now down to a 1.22 inch prediction for our area over for the period Wednesday through Saturday. But there will be bands off of that storm where they say that you can expect higher amounts of rainfall. We've kept in contact with the drainage districts and everything's operating appropriately, and they have the holding areas pumped down to the lowest level they can and still maintain pump capacity. So everything's prepared and ready to go in the event that we get some of those heavier bands of rain. All right, now moving on to the purchasing item A is to approve specification for FEMA grant management and insurance advisory services for Jefferson County. Pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code of the County Purchasing Act and 2 CFR Sections 200.31833.26326. Item B is consider and approve award execute, receive, and file acceptance of offers for the rebid of heavy equipment in Jefferson County Precinct 3 to replace unrepairable equipment damaged by Hurricane Harvey for bid item number 1, case 885B motor grader to Associated Supply Company, amount of $217,182. Bid item number 2, Bowman Model BWI-11RH5 pneumatic roller to R.B. Everett & Company in the amount of $78,118. Bid item number 3, Bowman Model BW-161 vibratory tandem roller to R.B. Everett & Company in the amount of $118,548. Bid item number 4, case single drum pad foot roller to Associated Supply Company in the amount of $99,000. Bid number 5, Kubota M7060HD12 utility tractor, Beaumont tractor in the amount of $28,700. Item C, it's consider and approve execute receipt file of renewal for a rebid term contract for road building materials for Jefferson County Gulf Coast, an Old Castle Company, Martin Marietta Materials and Vulcan Construction Materials LP, for a fourth and final additional 1-year renewal from September 4, 2018 to September 3, 2019. With proposed price increases as shown on attachment A due to increased prices in raw materials, transportation, and diesel. Item D is consider and approve execute receipt and file renewal for term contract for hydrated lime for Jefferson County with L Hoist North America for a fourth and final additional 1-year renewal from September 11, 2018 through September 10, 2019. with the price increases shown on attachment B due to increased production and transportation prices. Item E is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a performance development agreement for performance infrastructure with Johnson Controls in the amount of $60,000 in accordance with RFQ for energy performance contracting services for Jefferson County. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a listing agreement amendment with Ken Wheel Inc., DBA Wheeler Commercial, for a 17.97-acre tract located on Bitterbow Road, known as Precinct 2 Rock Yard, extending the term of the listing agreement from May 31st, 2018 through May 30th, 2019, and decreasing the current listing price by 6% for a reduced listing price of $285,000. That's in accordance with the RFQ for commercial realtor brokerage services for land located on Bitterbow Road. Item G is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Vector Security in Jefferson County for installation of equipment for a single charge of $933.88 and monitoring for the Narcotics Task Force hangar in the amount of $39.95 per month for a 3-year period. Do I have a motion on those items under first?
Move.
Second. Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. I'd like to thank Kathleen and Deb and Patrick. Departments, DA, and everybody keeping me from going to jail on that bid on my equipment. And I appreciate everything y'all did. I know it was a headache, but it allowed me to go to work. Thank y'all.
Just a couple of questions on item C, the first question. Deb, how many price increases have we seen on this?
This is probably one of our first ones during this period. They've been real stable, but due to the fluctuations in the market, we are now starting to see some price increases across the board on some of the contract items.
And then on item E, has the scope of work been developed on that yet?
No, that will come next after they do their assessment. Also, and I believe this is Judge under Commissioner's Court, it's the same item, your item E.
Yeah.
So can we table the? No, they will bring their proposed scope of work, and there will be a second phase with the contract associated with that.
Thank you.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider approved budget transfer to jail. Kitchen repairs in the amount of $74,092. Item B is a budget transfer for Road Bridge Precinct 4 for the delay in shipping of the road right away. C is consider approved budget amendment for purchasing for additional costs for office supplies in the amount of $2,000. Item B is consider approved budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 in the amount of $934 for overtime. Item E is consider approved budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for $100 for additional costs for supplies. Item F is consider approved budget transfer to County Board of Law Number 1 for additional travel costs in the amount of $800. Item G is consider approved electronic disbursements for $612,496.56 to LaSalle for revenue received for entities from inmate housing. Item H is receiving for file of renewal of victim information and notification everyday program service agreement with APRIS for the period September 1st, 2017. Is that the right date?
Yes.
Oh, we went back, yeah, through 8/31/18.
This is the receipt and file.
And that cost is reimbursed by the Attorney General. Item I is to consider an authorized county judge to execute a Texas Safety Program grant agreement between Jefferson County and the state of Texas, the STEP comprehensive program period October 1st, 2018 through September 30th, 2019. Item J is to consider an authorized county judge to execute mineral cooperation agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Beaumont for consolidated jury management. Item K is for regular county bills, check number 449833 through 450091 for the period ending 8/27/18 and check number 450092 through 450352 for the period ending today. Do you have a motion on those items under
so moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
A couple of questions, Judge.
Yes.
One, Patrick, on his overtime, because I recall this on those constables coming back all the time, what's going on? Did they give you some explanation? Number two, the question would be about this jury, dual jury, this distinguished the jury and the district clerk. Do we have some figures on that, and is it going to cost us anything in that department?
To the overtime, I don't think we had anything.
It hadn't been known, but that's why I asked. I didn't
believe they had dropped their budget earlier, and then we had to move some back in.
Okay.
The other on the, we do have some cost, we have reimbursement of our cost, roughly, I think, 19 cents for the parcels.
Plus postage.
Plus postage for the I-jury for sending out those jury summons for the city of Belmont.
So there will be a cost associated, no extra anything in that department?
No. Not as far as employees.
I want to make sure.
But that expense will more recover from this.
Okay.
As long as the city pays.
Want to make sure.
Any other discussion?
No.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously under. County Commissioners, item A is conduct a public hearing regarding the establishment of the Primcor Refining Group. Primcor Refining Group being investment zone pursuant to tax code sections 312-401 through 312-201. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Open up a public hearing for anyone wishing to speak to the creation of the Primcor Refinery Reinvestment Zone under Section 312 of the Texas Tax Code.
We have Primcor here?
Yes.
Commissioner Arnold, I'm the lawyer for
Primcor. Mr. Eves, who's local counsel for Primcor. If anyone wishes to speak, please approach the podium. Hearing nothing, we'll close this public hearing regarding the Primcor Reinvestment Zone. Item B is consider and possibly approve an order to establish the Primcor Refining Group, Primcor Refinery Reinvestment Zone pursuant to tax code section 312. Item C is receive and file executed U.S. locality domain name registration agreement between Jefferson County and USTDL, Administrator New Star Inc. for the county.tx.us domain. Item D is to consider and approve a resolution to nominate a new director. Well, I'll take that separately. Item F is to receive and file executed an interlocal contract between the city of Beaumont, Port Arthur, Jefferson County, Hardin County, Jasper County, and Orange County with the Southeast Texas Auto Belt Dashboard. Item G is to receive and file an executed special condition contract between the Office of the District Attorney of Jefferson County and the Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force. And item I will have to be tabled until our county attorney has the opportunity to look into the procurement laws relating to that particular transaction. So, do I have a motion on item B, C, D, F, and G?
Second.
It moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. And let's see, we covered item H. Under County Tax Assessor Collector, item A is to receive a file agreement between Jefferson County and Active Imaging Solutions, LLC. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a resolution to nominate a new director for the Board of Directors of Jefferson County Central Appraisal District provided by Section 6.03I of the Texas Property Code. And I'll just mention this, that we have to have the name of an individual to insert in there. And I think we have to have it to the appraisal district by October 6th. The gentleman who retired from, or who resigned from the board, was a mid-county resident, he had been voted in by Nigerland and Port Neches and Grove cities, and the Nigerland and Port Neches Grove school district. And I called and spoke to the city managers and the school districts, and they are going to use their votes for a gentleman named Terry Swartner, who is an insurance agent down in the mid-county area. And because of the size of their taxing entity, they are going to elect whoever they want. Just so we can go along with them, or we can suggest somebody else, but we don't have the votes to.
I'll make the motion for Mr. Swartner.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it.
What's the name?
Terry, I believe it's T-E-R-R-Y, last name S-C-H-W-E-R-T-N-E-R.
T-E-R.
Living County Tax Assessor Collector, I've made for receiving file agreements with Jefferson County Access Imaging Solutions LLC for data conversion of existing voter registrar images and training. This is receiving file agreement between Jefferson County and Access Imaging Solutions LLC for cloud storage hosting subscription services. And item C is to receive, file, and execute mutual non-disclosure avoidance agreement between Jefferson County and Upland Software Inc. Have a motion on those items.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Stenegal, second by Commissioner Aldrin. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Have it unanimously. Under Crime Lab, we have one item. To consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Marsha Jean Joseph and Tiana Welch of Crime Lab to attend the Southwestern Association of Forensic Scientists Conference in Shreveport, Louisiana, September 30th through October 4th. We budgeted in the new budget and will be paid from the current budget. And the per diem will be paid per the new fiscal year budget. Do we have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second. Commissioner.
Second.
Senegal. I didn't hear you second. One of those two. Okay. Seconded by Commissioners Alford and Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have unanimously. Under Risk Management, item A is consider possibly approve an annual renewal of commercial automobile insurance coverage from National Indemnity Company, effective September 22nd, 2018, for the Precinct 2 Absent Student Assistance Project, $23,625, which cost will be reimbursed to us by the Port Arthur Independent School District. And item B is to approve, receive, and file, execute public official bonds for Charles L. Wilson, Junior, Constable Precinct 1, effective July 31st, 2018. Do I have a motion on these items?
Second.
By Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Long. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, let's see. Then we've got County Clerk. Item A is to consider and possibly approve appointment of election judges for a term of 2 years beginning September 1st, 2018, from the submitted by the Democratic and Republican supporting chair. Referring to election code section 32.002. I know we have to select one Central County Station Manager, Carolyn, but all the rest of them are all included on the other three items, correct?
Right. The election judges is the first long list. They have appointed election judges for all the 40 total locations from the Democrat and the Republican, Democrat and Republican parties. The judges and alternates are determined by the last gubernatorial race, unless the primary, of course, because we're both in it, then we have co-judges. So you have that list. The second B item is for the early voting clerks. I've substituted your list for the early voting clerks for the Democratic Party. The list was incomplete on the agenda, and they voted to submit names for the early voting clerks, a list for us to select for the early voting locations. And then on item C,
I mean, which item do we have to make a choice on an individual?
D.
That is going to be item C. No, I'm sorry. Item D.
Okay.
How often are these elected judges?
Every 2 years. The appointment is every 2 years.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, and you may not know this, how often does that list change up?
Every 2 years.
With different people?
Well, it depends upon their availability. We've lost a lot of judges because they've expired.
Okay.
Deceased.
Okay.
So it just depends on the availability and their health.
Right.
And whether or not they're still in the county, and whether or not they're willing to do it again.
Okay.
So the county chairs actually have to contact the voter and ask them whether or not they're willing to serve another 2 years. And that's what they've done. And those are the lists before you. So A, B, and C.
I'll make a motion for A, B, and C.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm just getting clarity. Okay. I'll go through A, B, and C. Item A is consider and possibly approve appointment of election judges for a term of 2 years for the period starting September 1st, 2018, unless submitted by the party chair pursuant to Election Code Section 32.02. B is consider and possibly approve appointment of early voting clerks for a term of 2 years beginning September 1st, 2018, unless submitted by the party chair pursuant to Election Code Section 85.009. Item C is consider and possibly approve the appointment of Jeff Ross as tabulation supervisor, Paul Allegra and Mary Helm as assistant tabulation supervisor for the November 6th, 2018 general and joint election. That motion on those items A, B, and C. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Offit. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under item D, consider and possibly approve the appointment of Central County Station Manager for a term of 2 years beginning September 1st, 2018 from a list of nominations submitted by the party chair, which was attached. Do I have a nomination?
I have a motion and a nomination. I'd like to nominate Wayne Ozio to represent the Central County Station as the manager for a 2 year term.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Mm-hmm. The three names were submitted to you all for the nomination, from two from the Republican Party and one from the Democratic Party. Did not receive those names.
Didn't receive them.
No.
They were part of the minutes. They were sent as part of the minutes.
Our computers are not working, so we didn't have it.
Y'all want to, the computers were out today. Y'all want to take a minute to look at it?
Well, the name that was submitted by the Republican Party was Joe Evans and Wayne Ozio, and the name submitted by the Democratic Party was Tom Mayo.
Who?
Thomas Mayo. Thomas Mayo.
Do you know him? I don't recognize
him. I think they're all present today.
Mayo too.
Yeah, he's in the back.
Mayo's attorney.
Kate, are you okay with that board? I nominate Ms. Mayo.
Well, we already have the nomination.
Well, I want Ms. Mayo.
I'm voting three votes.
Yes, that's three votes.
Thank you, guys. That all in favor of the
vote. What's a motion?
He made a motion.
You said
it. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
All right.
So you got two for the Republican Party? So
there were two names submitted. Only one chosen. So what was the for and what was the against? I'm sorry, didn't get both.
Four.
What was your vote?
Name.
Thank you.
Just as a matter of those Central County managers in the past, how long have those, Aaron, when they switch over, how long do they go when they switch over? Is that by election cycle too?
The recommendations, the nominations, name is given to you all every 2 years.
So, in the past, how long do we, I guess I'm asking the same question I did with election clerks and judges. Do the same people keep doing it? I mean, if that's who gets submitted and that's who gets picked?
Yes, it depends on whether or not a name is got submitted. Dr. Drury has been the county station manager, I think, for the past...
How many years has he been doing it?
Past 4 years.
Past 4 years, and prior to that?
It was Chris Wilton.
And how long has he been?
Not that long, two.
And their duties briefly?
Their duties to oversee the county station, to make sure everything runs smoothly, make sure that the tabulation supervisor and the system tabulation supervisor works uninterrupted, make sure that if we have any poll watchers, that they have their proper forms filled out and they're not disruptive. Make sure that everything runs smooth, that the intake process is completed correctly. It's done to make sure the transition is good and there's nothing disruptive at the county station. Just to oversee the whole process.
And in the case of a recount, they do, what's that?
They have to be present in all type of counting or all type of anything that has to do with the machines, the tabulations, the in order to anything that has to do with the machines, the tabulations, or even the when they have to test the testing process or anything that has to do with the machines, they need to be present for it.
Is this the first time we changed it in a few years? That's my difference. Is this for?
Well, like I said, Dr. Drury has been the county station manager for the last two cycles.
Last two cycles?
Yes.
Anything else? All right, that completes our regular commission. I guess Linnell's not coming to board, Patrick?
No, she is not.
I just mentioned that Linnell Fontenot, who had worked in the auditor's office for a number of years and who was invaluable to us during Hurricane Ike. He was part of our essential personnel and had done all the FEMA project worksheets for the last several disasters and did an outstanding job, and unfortunately she retired on us, and so she will be greatly missed. And I hope that you'll pass our thanks on to Linnell for the years of service to us in the county.
Will do.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now who's
gonna be there for us with FEMA?
Yeah.
Lord, right here. Beg Linnell.
Temporarily direct those inquiries to me to like restructure some duties in the office.
Beg FEMA to come back if you're gonna be there with me.
She was so good that when we were at the emergency management conference this year, she was teaching FEMA personnel how to do the job. So, thank y'all for being here today. If there's nothing further, we are adjourned.